U.S.-backed Iraqi forces drove ISIS out of Mosul a few months ago, but the impact that ISIS and the battle had on some of the city's children will last forever. Those children have lost a parent, or perhaps both parents. NPR's Jane Arraf introduces us to some of them. A warning, this story contains disturbing descriptions of violence.
In this camp for displaced Iraqis near Erbil, boys and girls play games led by a childcare worker. Across the road, in a trailer used by social workers, a little girl named Kaukab sits down. She's wearing fuzzy pink pants and a matching top with hearts on it. She's 10 now. She doesn't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago that her mother was killed. But she can't forget the images, because she was there.
They shot her with an assault rifle. They shot her and she died, and they threw her off the bridge.
Kaukab is talking about ISIS. We're not using her last name because of security concerns. She and her mother were in Mosul when a cousin and the police came to their house and begged her mother to help him escape. ISIS was killing policemen. She agreed to take him, and they were caught in an ISIS checkpoint, and her mother killed as punishment, while Kaukab watched.
I asked them, "Why did you kill her? She's my mother. She didn't do anything." They said, "Why did you help that guy, your cousin, escape?" And then they said, "That's why we killed her."
At the camp, Kaukab has been getting counseling from the UN-funded Terre des Hommes Italy, a children's aid organization. Her father is still alive, but without her mother, she's facing a tough future. Kaukab was in second grade before ISIS came, but she never learned to read or write. Here, she doesn't go to school. She lives in a tent with her father and 5 brothers. And as the only girl, she's responsible for the housework.
My father told me to quit school. It's better to be at home. There's no benefit in school.
Amar Muhammad is a social worker at the camp. He says the children who lost parents tend not to have friends and they don't trust anyone. They have no financial support. The boys work for next to nothing. And the girls are often forced into teenage marriages.
Sometimes inside and outside the camps, people take advantage of them.
Neither the Iraqi government nor aid groups know how many children have lost parents in the 3-year battle by ISIS to hold territory in Iraq. But in between those killed by ISIS, the children of slain ISIS fighters, and those whose parents were killed in Iraqi or U.S. airstrikes and mortar attacks, most aid officials believe there are more than 1,000 just in Mosul alone. Although some, like Kaukab, are getting help, most aren't. Almost everywhere you go around Mosul, you meet kids who have been left to fend for themselves. Like Amar, he's 16. He had to help bury both his parents. When I meet Amar, he's wet and shivering. He's just swum across the river. He says he's looking for an organization that can help his paralyzed sister. I have him sit in our car, and he tells me his story.
We were walking, and ISIS was firing from the building. They were shooting at us. They killed my mother and father and wounded my sister.
That is as they were trying to leave West Mosul during the battle in June. His sister ended up paralyzed. It's considered shameful by tribes here to send children to orphanages, and Amar and his sister live with their uncles. But they don't like us, Amar says about his uncles.
They don't feed us. If I can find us something to eat, we eat. If I don't, we don't.
They live in an unfinished building, a construction site. Sometimes he gets food from Iraqi soldiers in the street. He says his older cousins beat him up. Amar dreams of being a singer. He asks if he can sing a mawal, verses he wrote. This one is about his mother and father. Mother, I came and sat by your grave and I whispered to you, he sings. He doesn't have a phone and he's afraid of his uncles, so he says he can't keep in touch. An Iraqi soldier listens to his story, and then he tells me there are a lot of kids like him. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Mosul.
مريد